Born in New Jersey to Italian parents, Michael Giacchino held a strong interest in film music composition from a young age, when he wrote and performed the scores for short stop-motion animated films he made. He attended the School of Visual Arts in New York and graduated in 1990 with a Bachelor of Fine Arts. Throughout the 90s, Giacchino worked as a video game composer for Disney Interactive, writing music for the Medal of Honor and Call of Duty franchises. But it wasn't until 10 years after his graduation in 2001 that his big break in film and TV composition arrived, as his game work was discovered by upcoming TV producer J.J. Abrams, who invited Giacchino to score his new show, Alias. The show, starring Jennifer Garner, revolved around a female spy forced to keep her career and multiple identities a secret from her family and friends. Giacchino used a mix of full orchestral pieces, frequently intermingled with upbeat electronic music, a departure from much of his previous work. He won much acclaim for Alias and continued to work on it until 2006. Giacchino would go on to collaborate with Abrams on the series Lost, Mission Impossible 3, and the two recent Star Trek films. When he was hired to work on Abrams' 2009 reboot, Giacchino was determined to distinguish himself as a very different type of artist to original Star Trek composer Jerry Goldsmith.
The first film was much more of a problem for me than this one was. The first one, in trying to, you know, I grew up, unlike Brian, I watched the old series. I loved the old series, and it was, you know, I had the action figures. I had the Enterprise bridge playset. All that when you spin the thing. I don't know if anyone remembers that.
He says has, as if it's past tense.
I still have it, actually.
It's all still.
I actually do. They're all in my office, along with my Planet of the Apes toys. So coming to it, I had all of this baggage of everything I grew up with, everything I loved. I listened to all those scores growing up, you know, James Horner's music, Jerry Goldsmith's, you know, Alexander Carriage, all of those guys are heroes to me, and I love that stuff. So I kept writing, in the beginning, writing, you know, okay, what's going to be our theme? What's going to be our theme? And I was writing all this music that sounded like space music, you know, and none of it fit what we were doing. But I kept trying to write space music. It's got to be this style of thing, because this is what you do with Star Trek. We would always listen to it, it just wasn't working. Do you remember this? And I must have been about 25 versions of this thing, you know. And finally, I was having a conversation. I was really sort of like depressed about it, and I was talking to Damon Lindelof, and he said, "Well, how about this? Look at it this way." He goes, "Forget the fact that we're making a movie about space. Forget that the Enterprise. Forget Kirk and Spock. Let's just do a movie about two guys who meet and become friends."
When it was announced early in 2013 that J.J. Abrams had been hired to direct the upcoming Star Wars Episode 7, fans of Giacchino expected that he would be given the opportunity to take over from original composer John Williams and score the film. However, 81-year-old multi-Oscar winner Williams will himself be working on Episode 7, and so Giacchino and Abrams will be separated for at least one project. Pixar and director Brad Bird hired Giacchino to compose the music for their new film, The Incredibles, about a family of superheroes posing as regular suburbanites in modern America. The upbeat jazz orchestral sound was a departure in style, not only for Giacchino, but for Pixar, who had previously relied on Randy Newman and Thomas Newman for all of its films. Using strong elements of John Barry's classic James Bond scores, Giacchino created an exciting, moving, and brilliantly unique accompaniment to the Oscar-winning animated feature and received 2 Grammy nominations for Best Film Score and Best Instrumental Composition. Ironically, it was John Barry himself whom Bird had previously sought to work on the film, but the late composer had declined.
Thank you.
During the following years, Giacchino's status as a composer continued to develop and grow as he won acclaim for his work on John Carter, Super 8, Ratatouille, for which he reunited with Brad Bird and received an Oscar nomination, and Up, the magnificently moving score for which he is best known and for which he won the Oscar for Best Original Score. The most memorable piece of Giacchino's entire career so far is unarguably the accompaniment to the opening scene of Up, featuring a dialogue-free montage of the elderly protagonist and his late wife's life together. This scene has been described as one of the most beautiful love stories ever told on film, in no small part due to Giacchino's haunting music.
I just can't believe Paul McCartney said, "Go, Michael." That's, like, awesome. I don't know if I have anything else to say. That is, like, the greatest thing in my life right there. I just want to say thank you. I came from a great family. I have a great family of friends around me. But, you know, when you get to actually work with friends that you can consider family, there is nothing better than that. And Pixar, you are my family. I just want to say thank you so much. So much. Thank you for every opportunity. Thank you.
for his work on Lost, which he scored for 6 seasons from 2004 to 2010, Giacchino chose to give individual characters, locations, storylines, and relationships their own theme, resulting in a deeply complex and at times emotional collection of pieces. However, despite this huge range of music, the accompaniment of the series never feels cluttered. The cult show, revolving around the increasingly implausible and convoluted adventures of a group of plane crash survivors, was US TV's most watched drama for its first 3 seasons, before many viewers turned away from the action as the plot spiraled out of control and the writers began to admit that they were unsure of where the story was headed. Despite these qualms, audiences across the world agreed throughout the series run that Giacchino's music was some of the best in television history. In 2014, Giacchino will reunite both with director Brad Bird and Lost writer Damon Lindelof for Tomorrowland, a science fiction thriller from Disney inspired by the contents of a box of mysterious artifacts that was discovered in their archive, labeled simply 1952. He will also be providing the scores for the blockbuster sequel Dawn of the Planet of the Apes and Jupiter Ascending, the latest film from Andy and Lana Wachowski, the directors of The Matrix.